spirituality, religion, and ethics. Now here's your host, Steve Shoemaker.
Our guests today on Keeping the Faith are Joan Nelshoppen and Claire Zoak talking about the Peace Bazaar, which is an alternative gift fair now in its 35th year here in Champaign-Urbana. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Claire, you've been involved with this, you were telling me, almost all 35 years. How did you get involved?
At that time, I was very much involved with the local chapter of Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. And WILF plus the UC, the Urbana-Champaign's Friends Meeting, were co-sponsors of the bazaar. So I'm not sure I was there the first year, but subsequent years. And I've been involved ever since. It's been a family tradition.
Now, Joan, you've been involved almost as long as Claire, and you're currently acting as coordinator for the Peace Bazaar that Virginia Gilmore did that for years, right?
Yeah, Virginia coordinated it along with her husband, Gene Gilmore, for 26 years. And I took over 9 years ago and have been coordinating it since then. But I think I've actually been involved with the Peace Bazaar for about 18 or 19 years.
So what is a Peace Bazaar?
It's an alternative gift fair where basically we have items donated to us and then we sell them to other people. And it can just be a lot of things people have in their house that maybe they received as a gift but weren't really their style, no longer want, or they're just done using them. But basically it's sort of a great way of recycling. So people donate all these items, we price them, display them, and sell them to other people.
And this will be happening starting December 3rd.
Yes, Saturday, December 3rd at Community United Church of Christ, which is at 6th and Daniel in Champaign. It's kind of a blonde brick building, and there is parking there in the lot behind the church and in two university parking garages.
On Saturday, those university garages are open to the public and free,
yes,
free parking.
Yes, that's
okay.
Correct.
And so people who come to this alternative gift fair on December 3rd between 9 and 3 p.m., what will they see when they walk in the door of that church?
Oh, my goodness. They'll see almost anything. We get some fairly unusual objects. We get a lot of art. We have several artists in town who donate some of their work. So we'll have some paintings and prints and jewelry. There's a woman named Barbara Anderson who's donated a lot of hand-woven and goods. So we've got some lovely things. There will be practical things as well, things that you could use in your house, decorations. There'll be a few extra booths of other groups besides the Peace Bazaar. We have space for some other charity groups. But basically, it's a little bit chaotic. It's really fun. We fill the whole church basement with incredible amounts of stuff. It's like a giant garage sale, but even better. I mean, it's incredible.
I want to, over the years, we focused on items nice enough for gifts. So we hope it to be a cut above the typical garage sale, though there are useful household items. And one thing Joan forgot to mention, there are also plants and there are also homemade baked goods.
So you have a group of people who over these 35 years have regularly made things, donated things for the Peace Bazaar.
Yes. Besides the Gilmores and myself, there are a number of people who have been involved with the bazaar more or less from its inception. So
now, why is it a Peace Bazaar, P-E-A-C-E?
There were two purposes. One was, as we mentioned, an alternative to the overly commercialized holiday, but also the idea was to raise money for peace and social justice groups. And we called it a Peace Bazaar because it started in 1971. That was at the height of the Vietnam War. And our first project, the Quakers were supporting a project in Quang Nai which supplied artificial limbs to civilian victims of the war, especially children on both sides of the conflict. And that was when the Urbana Friends, Friends meeting, the Urbana-Champaign Friends meeting, and the local WILF chapter decided to hold the Peace Bazaar to raise money for this project. And the first year, and you have to remember this was 1971, we raised $450, which we donated to that project. And we continued donating to that project for several years thereafter. And then gradually it broadened to include other peace and social justice groups, both locally and internationally and nationally.
Now, it began with the Friends or the Quakers and their concerns. How many different groups are involved now?
I believe we have 9 groups now. But when you add the youth groups, it might actually be a few more. We're still coordinating our youth group night at the for the setup for the Peace Bazaar. But right now, we have 9 different sponsors. The Friends Meeting is one. We Community United Church of Christ is another.
Which is where the Peace Bazaar will be held.
Yes, that's correct. Their college youth group called the UUC Campus Ministry is another big sponsor. They help us tremendously. The Peace and Justice Initiative at First Mennonite Church, Channing Murray Foundation, McKinley Presbyterian Church and Foundation, the Unitarian Universalist Social Action Committee, and our 2 newest co-sponsors are the Central Illinois Mosque and Islamic Center and the Muslim Women's Outreach Group.
So this truly has become an interfaith activity.
Yes, it's really very exciting to be working on this with so many different people from different faiths.
Now, how does this diverse group decide where the money goes that's raised by the sale of all these donated items?
Believe it or not, this last year we did it by consensus. We had a planning session where we brainstormed a variety of groups. We decided how many local, how many national, international. We put them on the board. We discussed them. And at the end of a half an hour, we had our list.
Now, consensus doesn't mean a majority. That means everybody agreed.
Everybody agreed.
And actually, I've been doing this for 19 years, and as far as I remember, we've always chosen by consensus. It's one of those Quaker things.
And do you consider it a miracle when that happens?
It seems to work really well. At least for this, I've been really pleased with it. But it's not voting. We do discuss the merits of all the groups, and then we end up coming to a conclusion. And it's always neat when it happens.
Now, how much money are we talking about?
For the last couple of years, we've been raising around $3,700. Last year, we raised $3,650, and we were donating to 10 different groups. Mm-hmm. So each of them received $365. And the year before that, we were a little bit higher in funds. So I'm hoping to get a little bit higher this year. We keep growing a little bit each year, so we'll see.
How many volunteers are involved?
That's a good question.
Several dozen at least, isn't it?
I would say probably at least 100. Maybe I'm being overly optimistic. Maybe it's closer to 80 or even a little bit less. We're looking for more volunteers.
If someone wants to come to the Peace Bazaar and buy something or at least shop, that's easy. On December 3rd, a Saturday, come between 9 and 3. But if somebody wants to volunteer, how do they do that?
The best way is to check out our website, which is www.peacebazaar.org, or to email myself, and I'm Joan Nelshoppen, and it's joan@peacebazaar.org.
And bazaar is spelled B-A-Z-A-A-R.
Yeah.
Okay, Peace Bazaar. You've talked about what people would encounter when they went there to buy something, but what do volunteers do?
Oh, my goodness. We do not have on-site storage at the church, so the donations are stored elsewhere in Urbana until the time of the bazaar. So we have a crew that takes them with a moving truck over to the church, and then we have all these boxes of items that have to go out on dozens of tables, and they get sorted and displayed, and then we price them in pairs of two. We have the pricers work as teams because it just seems to be a bit easier. But actually, a lot of it's teamwork. But there's just a lot of displaying and pricing. And then on the day of the bazaar, we have volunteers doing pretty much anything. A lot of them will be totaling the costs of what people are buying, helping bag, helping get the items out to people's cars, just helping in whatever manner is needed. It's really a bit chaotic, but it's a lot of fun.
Now, when can people donate items if we have listeners who are hearing about the Peace Bazaar for the first time and think they have something of a nice enough quality to be a gift that someone else might want to purchase and give to someone? How do they make a donation?
Well, the drop-off site is 412 West Oregon Street in Urbana, and you can drop items off at that site until November 28th, which is a Monday night. And after that, you can drop off at Community United Church, which is 6 and Daniel. The drop-off site in Urbana on Oregon Street is probably the easiest for us because it just works well for moving the donations and stuff. The church, their hours, you have to get when the office is open or in the evening. If you bring things by in the evening between 6:30 and 8:30, we will be there working on the Peace Bazaar each evening the week before the bazaar.
So from November 28 until the Peace Bazaar December 30, people could bring things in the evening. But before that, they should take it to 412 West Oregon Street. Are there certain hours that people may drop things off there?
No, I've actually had people dropping stuff off at 10:30 at night. It kind of surprises us, but, you know, that's what worked for them.
Okay, now, this is a private home?
It's a private home. It's okay. My husband and my home.
Where do you store all this?
It takes over a good part of our attic, a good part of our front porch, and then we've got some storage in our garage, too. It's just kind of wherever there's room. Oh, our basement also.
But now what you're asking people to donate are things which would be gifts that people could use over the holidays, holiday season.
Yes,
but so you're not looking for just a place where people can dump an old stove or something.
No big appliances. But, you know, like a chair that you might use in your kitchen but you're no longer using. Somebody else might consider that a nice gift. I actually had one that was donated that's really gorgeous, and it's just a plain chair, but mm-hmm. I know someone who's going to love it because it's the colors that match her kitchen. Mm-hmm. But there, we're looking for useful things as well, but it's hard to describe what works for the Peace Bazaar because we get so many things. But please, no broken items. We don't want that, and we don't want junky old couches.
What about books?
Books are fine. We actually do sell an incredible amount of books.
But not textbooks, not books that people would not be interested in.
Right. If it's about computer stuff and the technology is 15 years old and you don't have any info in it that's useful, we're not going to be able to sell it to anyone.
What about children's things? Toys?
Yes. Yes, on the toys. We sell a lot of toys, actually.
But one of the things on the toys is we don't sell guns or any war-related toys. If they're donated, we will give them away, but we will not put them out at the bazaar.
So video games that are not war-related.
Yes. And the other thing we don't accept are clothes.
No clothes.
We will accept children's clothes in good shape and things like new sweaters or purses or scarves, but not regular clothes because it's too hard to display them and they don't sell very well.
Sure. Those other things I think I've learned are called accessories.
Yes.
Yeah, the children's clothes, like if it's a special jumper or something that could be given as a gift, those that'll work. But generally, we actually do get quite a few clothes donated, and we end up taking them to other charities
elsewhere,
that will distribute them. In fact, the leftovers from the bazaar, the things that we don't sell, most all of it goes to other charities. We have quite a few that we donate to. Mm-hmm. A few items are saved for the next year, but most of them go elsewhere.
We're talking today on Keeping the Faith with Joan Nelshoppen and Claire Zoke about the Peace Bazaar, an alternative gift fair that comes up December 3rd from 9 to 3 on that Saturday at Community United Church of Christ, which is on the corner of 6th and Daniel. That's 805 South 6th Street in Champaign. If you would like to donate something or if you have a question about this, you may talk to Joan. Her email address is joan@peacebazaar.org. Or you may drop things off at 412 West Oregon Street up until Monday, November 28th. If listeners have a question or comment, this is a live program here on WILL AM 580 every Sunday from 5 till 6 p.m. Central Time. And if you would like to join this conversation, ask a question, make a comment, maybe ask about a specific item you're considering donating, would like to know if it might be something people would like, do give us a call. In Champaign-Urbana, you may reach several local lines by punching in 333-9455. That's 333-WILL. Elsewhere, including on the Internet, you may call us 1-800-222-9455. So anywhere the program is heard, including on the computer at WILL.UIUC.edu, you can call us at 1-800-222-WILL, which causes me to ask, how far away do people come to the Peace Bazaar to find alternative gifts, inexpensive, interesting works of art, so on?
I've never really asked. I do know that as far as the donors go, we often have a woman who donates pottery and jewelry from Charleston.
Uh-huh.
So she formerly lived in Champaign-Urbana. So we do have a few from elsewhere.
Uh-huh. What about your volunteers? Where do they tend to come from, these nine or so organizations that support it?
Most are of Champaign-Urbana. I do know of a volunteer from last year who was from Charleston. Different person.
Any age limit on volunteers?
No, we have people from children that help in conjunction with their parents to people in their 80s.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned that UNICEF cards and calendars will also be sold there. People who are interested in UNICEF cards may also find them over the lunch hour on campus if they work or are a student at the University of Illinois at the University Y over the lunch hour between 11:45 and 1:15, starting up again Monday, November 28th. That'll be available at noon, right?
That is correct. The 28th through December 9th.
Through December 9th.
Monday through Friday over the lunch hour.
Okay. So if you're coming to the Y Eatery or if you're just close to the Y and want to stop in and look at UNICEF cards, UNICEF calendars, they are for sale there. The biggest selection will go pretty quick after November 28th, but there'll be probably a pretty good selection even up to the 9th. Now, tell us about UNICEF. What is it?
United Nations Children's Fund. It supports the rights of children throughout the world, and they have various programs that help do that. They're very interested in education for children, especially young girls who sometimes don't get the education. There's immunization programs. They kind of keep alert for things that are going to threaten children's rights, children armies, for instance. There's a lot of different aspects that UNICEF works on, and I think they're just a really good organization. They do an incredible job.
Tell us about the cards.
Well, I find them very beautiful. They have a great selection. We have a lot of multicultural cards, things that you might not just find at your local Walmart or Hallmark or something. They have a lot of different flavor to them. Claire, did you want to say anything about them?
Just that there is, as Joan said, an incredible variety. At least when I sell at the Y, the multicultural cards seem very, very popular with the international students and others. The more holiday cards, there are cards with just typical, there are religious cards, there are cards with typical holiday scenes. There are cards that are more environmental in nature, a very, very wide variety. There are all occasion cards that are blank inside. And there are a selection of birthday cards, what we call the more elegant birthday cards and more children-oriented birthday cards, and then a variety of thank you notes. There also are wall calendars and desk calendars.
And in terms of the holidays, these would include holidays not only for Christians, but also Jews, Muslims, Hindus, whatever.
We typically have some Hanukkah cards,
as
yes.
Well. Uh-huh.
And some
and
of
multi-purpose,
the and multi-purpose uh-huh. cards and a number of the holiday cards just say things like season's greetings in a variety of different languages.
Of languages. Now, how much do they cost?
Typically $10, but some, that's $10 for a pack of 10. Some are a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. One thing that I think is neat about the UNICEF cards is that, again, as Claire said, the greetings are in all these different languages. They're the official languages of the UN. And that makes them kind of neat to look at.
Do you have any particular favorites that if a student is walking by, you hold one up and say, look at this?
Well, one that seems very popular, there are some, the Picasso piece dove, and I was selling today at Wesley Foundation, which graciously allowed us to sell, and somebody maybe cleaned us out. They got six packages.
Oh, I have another several more packages. They just weren't in the box.
We're talking with Joan Nelshoppen, who is the coordinator of the Peace Bazaar, and with Claire Zoke, a very long-time volunteer. Are there any people who get paid for working with the Peace Bazaar, or is everyone a volunteer?
Everyone is a volunteer.
Everyone's a volunteer. So people volunteer to donate things, people volunteer to organize that and put on the display, Community United Church of Christ, volunteers the space, and
yes, they do. And I must say that people that volunteer for the bazaar also buy things at the bazaar. So I think
sure.
Sometimes we are some of our best customers.
We have a caller waiting on one of our local lines. Let me encourage other listeners to give us a call. 333-9455 is the Champaign-Urbana number. Elsewhere, 1-800-222-9455. Let's go to line one. You're on Keeping the Faith. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. I wanted to congratulate both Joan and Claire for the effort of this Peace Bazaar. I think I've been in this town for 42 years. I'm a nurse. Anyway, I think peace and justice are very important. And since this program is dedicated to keeping the faith, I wanted to say one thing about the hurricane situation. Are you dedicating some of your items to that issue, because I know the focus is upon children, and that they have been affected, as you know, everybody's been affected. I'll listen to your answer. Thank you.
The question is about where the money goes that's raised. You said last year there was about 3,700 that came in. What are some of the groups that that you agreed by consensus where the money would go?
This year there is nothing specifically for the Hurricane Katrina relief, but the recipients are the local recipients include Center for Women in Transition, the CU Citizens for Peace and Justice, Francis Nelson Healthcare Center, Time Center Transitional Initiatives and Men's Emergency Services, and a speaker series by Aware Presents. And then national and international groups receiving the bazaar proceeds will be Center for Development in Central America, Doctors Without Borders, Human Rights Watch, Islamic Relief, Right Sharing of World Resources, Project Lakota, which will be going to the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota, and the Somali Relief Fund. So a wide variety, both local and international.
Near the same time that Katrina happened, there was the massive earthquakes in Pakistan and such. And Islamic Relief and the Somali Relief Fund are helping with those concerns.
And some of the folks who may have been displaced by the hurricanes, who might have come to this area, might well be helped by either Center for Women in Transition or the Time Center as well. So
exactly. Thank you.
We're about halfway through our program today here on Keeping the Faith. My name is Steve Shoemaker. I'm the usual host for the program. We're talking about the Peace Bazaar, which is an alternative gift fair in Champaign-Urbana, which is in its 35th year. It's coming up December 3rd from 9 until 3 p.m. on that Saturday in December, first Saturday in December, at Community United Church of Christ, located on the corner of 6th and Daniel. The address is 805 South 6th. And even though school will be in session then, the university, on a Saturday, the university parking lots that are close to that church are available for people to use. So do come to the Peace Bazaar and see what's available. We have another caller waiting on line number one. Yes, go ahead, please.
Yes, I've gone to Peace Bazaar a number of years, and it seems to me that sometimes there are some really nice baked goods that are brought to the bazaar for people to buy, and sometimes some antique linens, and also some collectibles. And I wondered if you're doing anything with any of those things this year.
We definitely will have a table of special items, collectibles and things that we think should go for a little bit more and are very, very nice. And we certainly, hopefully, will have a wide variety of baked goods. And I might encourage anybody who wants to donate something and likes to cook to things like fruit breads, nut breads, holiday cookies, go very, very well.
Yeah, one of the advantages of bringing in all these additional sponsors is that we have a lot more bakers now.
Caller, are you still there?
Yes, I am, and I want to thank you. One of the other things I remember that used to be a lot of fun was that there was like a 25-cent table or 50-cent table, and you would often find a variety of things that you might use in your kitchen. Cookie cutters that people don't want anymore, sometimes cast off Christmas ornaments, some of which are very interesting.
We have all of those and more. We never really know what's going to come before, but it's always incredible, and we do get a lot of that. We still have the 25 and 50 cent and a dollar tables, and then we have the different tables with themes, like we have our best table, which has some of the antique things, and we always get antique items donated. It might be antique linens, but it could also be antique teacup and saucer. And I think this year we have an antique milk bottle, I believe, from an Urbana Dairy Company. I need to look that one up, but I know that we have had antique milk bottles in the past, and I think we have one. But we have different tables. We'll have a table full of dishes, some china usually, but a lot of glassware, a lot of just regular dishes. We'll have pots and pans. We'll have a table full of linens and baskets and, hangers, toiletry items, something that you might need in your bathroom. Now, I don't mean like shampoo or anything like that. We won't be selling that, but we might have a towel rack, towels, the luggage on that table. There's another table that's going to have small appliances like toasters, lamps. We have a lovely set of matching lamps that have already been donated. We have another table that'll be full of holiday decorations and crafts. We have a table that will have an incredible amount of pottery and baked goods on it. We have several tables dedicated to children's toys, stuffed animals, games. And then there's parent support tables where things that a parent might need with raising small children. We will have some furniture. If you're donating furniture, I ask that you please contact me or look up the info on the bazaar about what on the website about what we need, because we are limited with our volunteer efforts and we're limited on space too. So we're not going to take huge pieces of furniture unless we feel that it has a good chance of selling. Furniture basically needs to be nice, not all stained or junky. We don't accept couches. And we need to be able to move it, because when the bazaar is over, if it doesn't sell, we need to move it someplace else.
Thank you very much. You do really hard work, and hope you survive it all.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. If people want to donate baked goods, obviously they shouldn't bring them a week before. How do you handle that? When do you want them to bring baked goods?
Basically, the day before Thursday or the day of the bazaar.
Well, I was going to say Friday, the day before the bazaar. The Friday night is the best time to bring the baked goods.
So it would be fresh from baked Friday or Saturday morning. People could bring it in.
Very early Saturday morning.
When do you start working Saturday morning to set things up?
Many of our volunteers come at 8 a.m., and we'll have a line of people waiting at 9. The bazaar opens at 9. And it's this mad rush of about 30 or 40 people that come in the doors right at 9. And we know it's going to be a good bazaar when we have about 30 or 40 people waiting.
Sure. We're talking with Joan Nelshoppen and Claire Zoke about the Peace Bazaar coming up December 3rd at Community United Church of Christ, sponsored by 9 to 15 different organizations, counting some of the college groups and youth groups in these various interfaith activity that includes Muslims and various Christian groups as well. We'll be getting back to them in just a moment, but let me tell listeners to Keeping the Faith who will be some of our guests in upcoming weeks. Next week we'll be talking about the secret gospel of Mark with Professor Stephen Carlson by telephone. Stephen Carlson is the author of a book, The Gospel Hoax. There's been quite a bit of controversy in the field of religion over the supposed discovery of this secret gospel of Mark in recent years. So we'll be talking with Professor Carlson about that on Sunday, November 27th. On Sunday, December 4th at 5 o'clock, our guest will be Professor Larry Lieberman of the University of Illinois about his newest book of poetry. Larry Lieberman is a noted poet. Many of his books have been published. He's edited other books. He's the editor-in-chief of the poetry series for the University of Illinois Press. So December 4th, we'll be hear Larry read some of his poems and talk about some of the values in those poems. Later in December, Father George Pyle from the Three Hierarchs Greek Orthodox Church will be our guest on December 18. On Christmas Day, we'll be playing a pre-recorded interview with Cliff Kindy. Cliff Kindy is from the Church of the Brethren, a native of Indiana. And he's part of the Christian peacemaking teams that spend 5 months each of the last 3 years in Iraq working for peace. Cliff spoke just last week at the Urbana Free Library along with Talha Al-Fayyad, who also had spent time in Iraq. Talha is a resident of Champaign-Urbana. And in case you missed that, you'll have an opportunity Christmas Day to hear Cliff Kindy in the interview that we taped with him back on November 16 when he was in town. Tala El-Fayyad will be speaking again on Tuesday, November 29 at 7 p.m. at the Community United Church of Christ, telling stories from Iraq from a Muslim perspective. So that's Tuesday, live at Community United Church, November 29, 7 p.m., a week from Tuesday. And then here on AM 580, Keeping the Faith, Christmas afternoon at 5 p.m., Cliff Kindy. Also stories from Iraq, in that case from a Christian perspective. So those are some of the programs coming up. There's a program coming up on WILL this coming Friday on the 25th of November at 10 o'clock. It's a program that was broadcast on the BBC that we're playing. It's called The Changing World, The Soul of Islam. That's this coming Friday, a little after 10 o'clock, here on WILL Focus 580. These Keeping the Faith programs are sponsored in part by the University YMCA at the University of Illinois, where I'm the executive director. The Y is the oldest religious institution at the University of Illinois. It's also the oldest student organization, started in 1873. So for the past 132 years, the Y has been helping provide opportunities for community service, for students, for social action, for working on issues such as the environment, peace and justice, tutoring for students having difficulty in the public schools. We have over 200 university students who give 2 hours each week to tutor in the public schools. We currently have three different groups of 12 students out doing service projects. Since this is the fall break for the university now that lasts a whole week, and students take off on last Saturday morning and go and do a service project in a nearby state for up until next Wednesday, and then come back to Champaign-Urbana and then rush quickly home for Thanksgiving. We'll have 8 more service projects over the winter break. We have then 12 service projects, each with 12 students, over the spring break to different places, including response to some of the disasters locally or in this country because of the hurricanes. So those are some of the kind of programs that are done by University Y. We're also looking for leaders of our community classes that will start up next January. These are classes where if you know something you're excited about, like to share it with someone else, you can actually make a little money if you choose by teaching a class at the Y. The Y will take part of the fees from students for the course, for providing the space, but the teachers get the other half. If you're interested in teaching something at the Y as part of Communiversity, do call during business hours 337-1514, ask for Paul or Becca, or check out our website, universityymca.org/communiversity. The University Y has a vehicle donation program, and part of the way we keep operating is because of the generosity of people who, rather than trade in a car or trying to sell a used car, will donate it to the Y. We'll sell it often to a student, graduate student, who will appreciate it at a decent price, and you get to take what price we get for it off of your taxes as a charitable donation. If you're interested in that, call me, Steve Shoemaker, 337-1500. That's at the University YMCA. We don't have a pool or a gym or a fitness center, just programs for students and others in the community. And we appreciate your support. Well, getting back to our guest today, talking about the Peace Bazaar. If you have a question for either Claire Zoke or Joan Nelshoppen, do give us a call in Champaign-Urbana, 333-9455. Elsewhere, 1-800-222-9455. Claire, you were with the Peace Bazaar almost from the beginning. How has it changed?
Its premises are very, very much the same. The items that are popular change maybe a little bit over the years. And one of the things that I don't think either Joan or I have mentioned yet is that a number of community businesses over the years have been very generous in donating either items, sometimes funky, sometimes very, very nice, and also donating. Recently, many of these groups have been businesses have been donating gift certificates, which are we are able to sell and are very much appreciated.
What are some of those businesses who've donated items or gift certificates?
We have several restaurants that will donate items, Fiesta Cafe, Original House of Pancakes, Hometown Buffet will often donate. There are several grocery stores. At one time or another, all of them have donated. Meyer Schnucks, Jerry's IGA, County Market. Let's see.
Pages for All Ages,
yes,
usually donates. The Art Mart over the years has been very generous. The Art Mart, I believe, has been donating items almost from its inception, the inception of the Peace Bazaar, that is.
A wonderful store with interesting items for sale, gifts and so on, but also food items.
Papa Murphy's Pizza, they donate as well. There's there's a woman who donates her services. She does massages. There's Jan Kalmar. There's a lot of people, artists that will donate. Terry Mittenthal. We've had different potters. Chris Berte and Laura O'Donnell will have donated many years. I didn't bring that list. There's just an incredible amount of talent in this community. And Barbara Anderson with her woolens, she hand weaves, but hand spins the wool and weaves the items, and they're just lovely.
These will all be for sale at the Peace Bazaar, an alternative gift fair, Saturday, December 3rd from 9 to 3 at Community United Church of Christ, the corner of 6th and Daniel, parking available at the church and also at nearby university parking lots that are free on Saturdays. Various gifts, some new, some recycled, UNICEF cards, works by local artists, books, toys, plants, household items, baked goods, and the proceeds go to support 12 different groups promoting peace and justice that have been chosen by an interfaith group of people who are the supporters of this bazaar. Volunteers are needed, and also people who would like to donate things may contact Joan Nelshoppen at her email address, joan@peacebazaar.org, peace spelled P-E-A-C-E, bazaar, B-A-Z-A-A-R.org. We have another caller on one of our local lines, 333-9455. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hello. I think you just partially answered my question. I understood Joan to say at the beginning, but I didn't catch it, that donations could be left at 412 West Oregon until, and the question is when and how convenient is that? Does one just come by or does one call ahead or email ahead? Or
Just leave it on the porch. Just come by. There's a big box on the front porch, and the front porch is pretty well protected from the rain, so just go ahead and leave stuff. I will have a big sign in front of my house within a couple days. It's a huge wooden dove that's like 4 feet tall, but it's not quite out yet.
I've seen it other years. So.
But just bring the items to my house and until November 28th. November 28th is when I'm having the moving crew move all the stuff to the church. And if it's possible, after that, bring the donations to the church, which is Community United at 6th and Daniel. The office hours for the church, and you may find the church open when the office isn't, but most days it'll be open 9 a.m. to noon, and the other times you're kind of taking a chance. Friday morning, December 2nd, the day before the Peace Bazaar, the staff has it off. So you,
uh-oh.
Yeah, you're better off bringing it in the evenings. We will have people there every evening between 6:30 and 8:30.
Starting November 28th.
starting November 28th, and sometimes it'll be more like between 6 and 9.
Starting on the 28th, they are being at the church.
At the church. On the 28th is the night of the moving crew.
Yes.
So
that's not the best time.
I would say that we won't be there exactly at 6. We'll be there closer to 7.
Okay. So 6 to 8 after the 28th.
6:30 to 8:30. Definitely the 29th through the 2nd. The 28th, we might be there a little bit at a different time, but we will have a donation box there, and it'll be pretty clear where you can put the Peace Bazaar items so that even if we're not there at the specific time when you come, you should still be able to enter and leave the donations.
Is that the north side of the building, I think?
Yes, the parking
lot. Northeast corner.
Northeast corner. Right. The parking lot kind of curves around.
Right.
And it's the entrance that's closest to the parking lot, but also 6th Street.
And the church is handicap accessible. They have elevators to the basement where the sale is. And they're comfortable wheelchair ramps to get in and out of the church there at the northeast entrance.
Very good. Very good. Thanks for the specific info.
We'll try to have the donation box in the lobby of the church as you come in.
Good. Good. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
And for folks who tuned in after the program started, this is the 35th annual Peace Bazaar here in Champaign-Urbana. It's co-sponsored this year by the Muslim Women's Outreach Group, the Central Illinois Mosque and Islamic Center, the Unitarian Universal Social Action Committee, McKinley Presbyterian Foundation and Church, Channing Murray Foundation, the Peace and Justice Initiative of the First Mennonite Church, the United Church Campus Ministry, the Community United Church of Christ, the Champaign-Urbana Friends Meeting, who were the originators of the Peace Bazaar, the Quakers. Now, Claire, when you first started this, how many people were involved?
I would imagine between WILF members and the Friends Meeting.
WILF again.
WILF is Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, a very longtime peace and justice group, women-oriented. One of the founders was James Adams. Mm-hmm. And I would say there were 20, 30 people, mm-hmm. Even right from the inception, plus the people that donated baked goods, et cetera. Right. But setting up, there was quite a crew.
Now, you've talked about accepting donations, and you thank businesses for donating, and individuals and artists and bakers and cooks. How much do these things cost? You say two volunteers set the price, but what's the range?
Oh, my goodness.
How much will I pay for a fresh peach pie?
Oh, probably $5.
Sold.
The items vary greatly. We try not to undersell baked items because they are homemade and rather special. There will be, as has been mentioned, there are items on a 25-cent table. It runs a whole gamut.
And what about an antique, something you know is valuable? You're obviously trying to make money for good causes.
It will generally sell for probably a bit less than what it is worth, but hopefully not a dollar or something. We did sell an antique doll a couple of years ago that I think we sold for too little, but that happens sometimes. It's so hard to price these things. We do have someone who used to sell antiques, and she comes in and helps us price.
What about books? How do you know what to
now,
pay for a book?
Books are interesting. A few years ago, we basically had such a shortage of volunteers that we decided we were just going to let people make the offers on the books, and they could donate what they wished for the books. And it's actually worked out very well, because since we have hundreds and hundreds of books, we're not trying to decide the price on them. And the person that is interested in the book will probably pay more than we would have priced it for anyway. what I've seen happen
you're
a lot.
You're so trusting.
What I've seen happen a lot is that they'll keep the books till the end of when they're checking out, and then they'll just say, okay, how about, you know, some $2.55 for these books, because then it rounds it up to like a $45 total or something. So it makes it easier for the person who's writing the check. And we do take checks as well as cash.
Can people use credit cards?
No. We're not equipped for that. We're just a small-time charity event. But the books, it seems, I honestly think we're earning more on them by making them a price-it-yourself sort of thing. Almost all the other items at the bazaar are priced. The linens, we are also trying the make-your-offer. There'll be a few exceptions for both of those. If there's like a book that we know is antique or just a very special first edition, we will have a price on it.
Now, the timing of the sale early in December fits well with the Christian year in terms of celebrating Christmas and people giving gifts. This does come after Ramadan, when Muslims would be giving gifts for one another, and yet the Muslims are co-sponsoring this. Why are they doing it?
Well, I can't really speak for Muslims, but I would have to say that there is a very big concern about peace in this country for Muslims. There's been so much prejudice and acts of basically violence and hatred, I think simply because of the lack of knowledge. And it's been very interesting working with the Muslims. I've made some good friendships, and we've only just begun.
Each of you comes from a different religious tradition. Claire, tell us about what motivated you in terms of your religious values to become involved in this.
Well, as people know me, I have been active all my adult life in the Unitarian Universalist Church, both here and elsewhere in the country. And peace with justice and the dignity of all people is very much part of our Unitarian Universalist tradition. So it seemed a very natural for me and for the others in the church that have helped with the bazaar from its inception.
Now, the Channing Murray Foundation is one of the sponsors for this. That's the Unitarian Universalist Campus Ministry. Tell us a little bit about that.
Our purpose is to work with the students and staff at the University of Illinois. We have worship services, an young adult group, and a whole variety of different programs, including, as most people know, the Red Herring Vegetarian Restaurant, which is an official program of Channing Murray Foundation.
And where is that located?
That's at 1209 West Oregon in Urbana.
And what hours is the Red Herring open?
It's open, again, Monday through Friday, from about 11:30 until 3.
And what would people find there?
It's the only place I know of in Champaign-Urbana that is strictly vegan food, which is means no dairy and no animal products. There are soups, entrees, baked goods, a wide variety.
And what about you, Joan? What kind of religious tradition do you come from, and how has that contributed to your values that you would be involved in the Peace Bazaar for all these years?
Well, I first found the Peace Bazaar through the Quaker meeting. I'm a Quaker, which is also known as the Religious Society of Friends. And yes, we actually do have Quakers on campus here. We have a lovely new meeting house that we just built.
Where is that?
It's on Main Street, East Main. It's a little bit further east than the county nursing home, and it's very lovely. And the values that drew me to the Peace Bazaar were just peace and social justice. The groups that we donate to with the Peace Bazaar are either doing peace work or social justice work. And that can mean so many different things, like landmine eradication, women's shelter, providing health care for all. One of the recipients this year is Francis Nelson Healthcare. But anyway, the Friends Meeting has those values. I also am a member of the Unitarian Universalist Church, and it meshes. It works for me.
So you wouldn't say you're schizophrenic?
I don't know. I think religion was so important to me that I just had to go ahead and find two churches for myself.
Tell us again where the money goes. From the Peace Bazaar, which will be December 3rd at Community United Church from 9 to 3. That's a Saturday. Community United Church of Christ is corner of 6th and Daniel.
We have five local recipients: the Center for Women in Transition, CU Citizens for Peace and Justice, Francis Nelson Healthcare Center, the Times Center, and a speaker series by Aware Presents. Then one national recipient is Project Lakota, which is providing housing on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. The international groups include the Center for Development in Central America, Doctors Without Borders, Human Rights Watch, Islamic Relief, and the Somali Relief Fund, and Right Sharing of World Resources.
I want to thank our guest today in the studio, Joan Nelshoppen, who is the coordinator of the 35th Annual Peace Bazaar Alternative Gift Fair, and Claire Zoke, who has been a volunteer with the Peace Bazaar and providing leadership for most of the last 35 years. Thank also our callers who called to remind us of the wonderful baked goods and collectible tables and the 25 and 50 cent items on the kitchen table, of kitchen items, as well as antiques that are sold at the gift fair. My name is Steve Shoemaker. I'm the usual host for these Keeping the Faith programs. Next week, I have the pleasure of interviewing by phone Stephen Carlson, who is the author of a book called The Gospel Hoax, about the secret gospel of Mark, which was discovered or reputedly discovered a few years back. On December 4th, I'll be interviewing live in the studio Larry Lieberman, a professor from the Department of English at the University of Illinois, who is editor of the poetry series for the University of Illinois Press, about his most recent book of poetry. Later in December, Father George Pyle will be our guest on December 18, and on Christmas Day, Cliff Kindy will be our guest, talking about his experience over the last 5 months in Iraq as part of a Christian peacemaking team. Those are some of the programs coming up in the weeks ahead here on Keeping the Faith every Sunday, starting at 5 p.m. Central Time. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Keeping the Faith, a production of WILL AM 580. The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the participants.
Where do we come from? It's a fair question. Physicist Michio Kaku says we're the reverb of a big bang from another universe. No, says poet Stephen Mitchell, the answer's in our creation stories. But midwife Ina Mae Gaskin knows where we really come from. Mom. I'm Jim Fleming. Next time on the Peabody Award-winning To the Best of Our Knowledge, we'll talk about beginnings. It's To the Best of Our Knowledge from PRI, Public Radio International.
Tonight at 7 here on WILL Urbana. AM 580 has a listener comment line. If you'd like to comment on something you hear on the Information Advantage, call 217-333-0853 and leave a message. That's 217-333-0853. Tonight in Champaign-Urbana, mostly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s and light winds. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the upper 40s and northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low around 30 degrees and north winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. You're listening to WILL Urbana, made possible by the support of our listeners, the friends of WILL. It's 6 p.m. This American Life is next.
The strangest thing about Eli's trip into America is not that he was smuggled partway from Guatemala in a tanker truck, one of those huge trucks that usually carries fuel, sealed in with 100 people, no windows or light, people fainting as